Jesus. I don't know how many of you are thankful. But I want us, you know, like our general overseer said, say today we should thank God that the siege is over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The siege is over. I don't know about you. I'm only hearing somebody. The siege is over in the name of Jesus. The siege is over in our lives. The siege is over in the church. The siege is over in our families. In the name of Jesus. The siege is over in our children's life, in their school, in the academics. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for your presence, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the siege is over. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, Lord, because, oh Lord, you have given us reason to be thankful. You have given us reason, oh Lord, to rejoice, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You know one thing? You know, when I had the Congress, Holy Ghost Congress, when I had the theme, the siege is over, I said, oh my goodness, you know, that God is doing great things in our lives, in our midst, in the name of Jesus, whether you like it or not. It's not by accident that that theme came up. Hallelujah. And it actually ties with our oath that says that we will rejoice. When the siege is over, what happens? You will rejoice because the problem, the thing that at times is there, will not be there anymore. Hallelujah. They are no longer there. Praise the Lord. Because of God. That's why I love the song that the choir sang. Praise the Lord. He moved mountains. He caused walls to fall on our behalf. Praise the Lord. We are standing here because he made the way. Hallelujah. The siege is over because he has made a way for us now to move forward. A way forward for us to rejoice. A way forward for our progress. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything that will cause us mourning, anything that will cause us weeping is over in the name of Jesus. I just want us to just thank him this morning. Let's begin to thank him. Today's our chance. We're going to thank him. Praise the Lord. I don't want us to take it for granted. I remember before the COVID started, I don't know how many of you will remember, when he said, the general overseer of this ministry, Pastor Gio Adebo, he said something. He said, anoint everyone. I don't know what is coming. He said, anoint every member of the church, everyone. Praise the Lord. We didn't know what was coming. We didn't know whether it was COVID. Praise the Lord. And everybody was anointed. Praise the Lord. And after them, the COVID just hit. Praise the Lord. We thank God that we are alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because of his grace. Because he wanted us to be anointed. God himself. He was building a wedge around us. Praise the Lord. He was shielding us. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of us have traveled to places where they even kidnap people, but they did not see us. Praise the Lord. Some of us even contracted the COVID, but it did not harm us. We are alive. We did not die. Praise the Lord. Because of the word, the edge of God, the shield that God has put around us in the name of Jesus. So this morning, yesterday was saying, I don't know how many of you, you know, watched it. You can go back and watch it. It started from 6th to December 6th to 10th. Praise the Lord. You can go on YouTube and just watch Holy Ghost Congress. And when he's preaching, you can go there and look at it. And you see that he said, thank God today for the siege is over. Praise the Lord. So I don't know what you're believing God in your life. I don't know what has happened. But if you believe that the siege is over, God is going to confirm it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because he has prayed, we have prayed. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you watch, but I'm believing God that this, we are going to rejoice. We are entering 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. We are entering 2022 with everyone complete. That's why we are going to thank God today. We are not going to wait, praise the Lord, for the crossover night before we thank God. We are going to thank God today for the things that God has removed in our lives. For the things, all the barriers that have been broken on our behalf. So that in 2022, we are going to be what? Dancing, rejoicing in the name of Jesus. I don't know how many people believe that, but I believe it in the name of Jesus. Let's raise our hands and just thank you. Father, Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, O Lord. You that made the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, you that destroy walls, you cause walls to fall. Walls, oh Lord, walls of disaster, walls of storm, walls of sickness, walls, oh Lord, of bondage. In the name of Jesus, you cause them to fall, oh Lord, for our sake, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We just bless your name, oh Lord. On behalf of our families, on behalf of the church, on behalf of our children, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of our jobs, oh Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, even for the new year, oh Lord, that we are entering, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, because the siege is over in the name of Jesus. We're going to walk, oh Lord, in your truthfulness, Lord. We are going to walk, oh Lord, in joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. None will be missing. Begin to open your mouth. I will not be missing. My no member of my family will be missing in 2022 in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, begin to open your mouth and pray concerning your family. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the siege is over. Father, Lord, we are entering 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. With none missing, oh Lord. With all of us, oh Lord, present in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The siege is over, Lord. We will not have cause to weep over our children. We shall not have cause to weep over our spouses. We shall not have cause to weep concerning our family member. We shall not have cause to weep concerning the church member. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. The siege is over in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. We bless your name concerning everyone that's in church. We bless your name concerning those online in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for the great things that you will do in the name of Jesus. Because the siege is over. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for breaking every barrier. Thank you, Father, for breaking every wall in the name of Jesus. We thank you for removing every mountain in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We can just have our seat. And we are actually going to thank God today. I'm just going to talk for just 10 minutes and we're going to. We want to thank God today for our lives because the siege is over. Hallelujah. I want to thank the choir. Clap for the choir. Praise the Lord. You know, I didn't talk to them about what, about the thanking or anything, but when they came up, when they sat us and I said, God, the Spirit of the Lord is one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Are we excited? I'm excited. Today's Thanksgiving, we're thanking God. I remember some people said we thank God last week. Yes. You remember what we said this thing? We'll continually rejoice. We'll continue to rejoice. It means that we'll continually thank Him for His goodness, for His greatness, for His powers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is the Lord not great? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why I say I want the children to be here too. Because they're going to sing, they're going to dance. Praise the Lord. The choir, you're going to sing today and just thank God for. We're going to thank God for everyone. So the choir is going to be doing a lot today. Praise the Lord. Please. Hallelujah. So before we thank God for that, our zeal is over. Our siege is over. Sorry, not our zeal. Our zeal will not be over in Jesus' name. The siege is over. Hallelujah. Because the zeal of the Lord will consume us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just say, concerning the Bible reading that we read today, you know, the topic is actually, we are concerning, I shall rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let somebody say, I shall rejoice. Why shall I rejoice? Because the siege is over. Hallelujah. As I rejoice because the siege is over. Let somebody say that. Yeah, tell somebody else and say, you shall rejoice because your siege is over. Hallelujah. You shall rejoice because your sin is over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. So when we look at the book of 2 Kings 21 to 13, it talks about Ezekiah. Hallelujah. You know, when God told Isaiah to tell him that the sickness that he has is unto death, that he should prepare his house. Hallelujah. To prepare his house. He was scared. He was afraid. But he did something. Let's go back and read that scripture. He did something. Second Kings 20, verse 1 to. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Praise the Lord. There are some of us that they've spoken that concerning us. I know somebody, you know, sometimes we'll see them, they always say, there's no need. When they ask, did you see that person? He's not going to survive. It's a bad case. You know, I know somebody that was sick. And when my mother went to visit the person, because she has never seen her like that. She's always very lively. But now, her back was against the wall. When you come, when they sang that song, the writer knows what he's writing about. She doesn't look at you when you come to visit. She will face the wall. She's talking to you. She's facing the wall. Because she cannot turn. She's in pain. And when my mother went to visit, when she came from Lagos to Benin, she visited her. We told her she was sick. She went there immediately and she said, she cannot even face. I was there 2 hours. She didn't turn to look at me. She was, you know, facing the wall. She was lying down on the bed. She was facing the wall. She cannot even turn to see anyone that was coming, that was in the house. She said, the case is hopeless. I don't think she will survive. There are cases like that that they must have told you. There are cases, yours might not be sickness. Yours might be certain problems. Yours might be certain promotion and say, it's not possible. But God, in this case of Hezekiah, God turned it around. Praise the Lord. God turned it around. But I want you to see what Hezekiah did. Praise the Lord. He said, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. He turned to God, the wall, right? And he was talking to God the thing that he has done. Praise the Lord. What has he done? The thing that he has done in the house of God, the thing that he has done to promote the work of God, the thing that he has done to promote the name of God. Praise the Lord. That is what you have to hold God. What are the things that you have done that God will look unto and say, yes, he's a child after my heart. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says that the Lord will bless the righteous. What are you doing? What are you doing to affect the kingdom? What are you doing to make an impact in the kingdom? There are so many ways to impact the world with the word of God. There are too many ways to impact people's lives. There are so many ways that you can glorify the name of the Lord. Hezekiah did that. Praise the Lord. That's why he went to God. And he told God, these are the things that I've done. What have you done? Praise the Lord. You know, we're doing the Bible study today. Our deacon has said something, which is very important. That we're all Christians. You know, she read but then the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Let's not forget that. The fact that we are going to church for 20 years doesn't mean that you are born again. You must have given your life at a time, yes, but are you doing the will? Are you in the will? Praise the Lord. Hezekiah had reasons that he presented to God. He quoted God's word, because the Bible says that God is the rewarder that diligent of those that diligently what seek him. What is he going to reward when that situation comes? I don't know how many of you listen to the Holy Ghost session 2. Praise the Lord. This was what Hezekiah did. And God turned. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is good in the sight. And Ezekiel wept so. And it came to in that thing that you are doing, are you pleasing God? In that department that you are in, are you pleasing God? Praise the Lord. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again and tell Ezekiel. Why? For that thing that Ezekiel did. The prophet that came to tell him that prepare your house, you're going. The same prophet God told him, turn around. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Turn around. Let me read it. Turn again, I tell Ezekiel, captain of my boat. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have heard.
Hallelujah.
If there was no substance in what he was doing, if he was pretending, praise the Lord. That's why I tell people, I say, look, actually, youth, children, is everyone, but those of you that still have, you say, walk while it's day for night. No man can. Praise the Lord. Now that you have the strength, do what you're doing to please the Lord, not to please any man. If I'm in the choir, I'm not in the choir to please anybody. I'm in the choir to please God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are doing the will of God. Whatever you're doing, you're sweeping, you're doing the will of God, doing it not because you want people to see you, but because you want God's name to be glorified.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. So that was the reason, because he had a sincere heart, he was serving God in all that he did. Praise the Lord. Do not forget that this is the same Ezekiel in 19. When the king of Syria came to meet him, that they want to, the Sennacherib came. He was still the same person. What did he do? He spread. If you look at the 2 Kings 19, verse 14. He took the letter that was written to him, spread it out, and said, God, look at what they are telling you. Praise the Lord. So we can pray that way and say, God, you know, the remaining part of this year, we have to thank God and pray, God, you said this siege is over. Father, Lord, no evil shall come near me because the siege is over. In the name of Jesus. He spread it. And God told him in 33, he said the same way they came. That is 2 Kings 19 verse 8. He said the same way they came. The king came. The same way he would go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At the end of the day. In 37, 2 Kings 19. You can put it. It was his own children that killed him. He came and he heard there was fake news and he ran home and he was killed. Praise the Lord. You can read that. I want you to open it. 2 Kings 19. You can read the first verse. You can read 1 to 37. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is the same as Ezekiah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, now we add unto thy days 15 years and I will deliver thee. And this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boy, and he recovered. And Ezekiel said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me? Hallelujah. And the heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord 10th day. Hallelujah. Behold, you can read all, but I just want to say something because I want us to actually thank God this morning. And the Lord again asked, and Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow, I'm reading 11, 10 degrees back, or by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. And that time, Beroth Balaam, the son of Balada, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present. I'm reading 12 now. For he had heard that Ezekiel had been sick. He has heard that, but now that he heard that he's recovered, he came. And Ezekiel was very excited. Praise the Lord. As every one of us. Praise the Lord. Please, even as we are excited, even as we are going to be rejoiced, mind what you say. Praise the Lord. It is very important. Mind what you do. It is very important. But I'm going to stop in 13, actually. He says, and Ezekiah hearkened unto them. They came. And Ezekiah, he was some other Bible version said rejoice. And Ezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, the gold, because he was excited. Somebody that was sick that said he was going to die, was at the point of death. He couldn't go. He couldn't go to the temple. He couldn't walk, but because he had boils and sore all over. Oh, God delivered him in the name of Jesus. God removed that seed upon his life in the name of Jesus. So we thank God that the seed is over in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Let's go to Habakkuk 3. We're going to read 17 to 18. Quickly. Habakkuk. We're going to read that quickly. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time. I'm going to read from 17 actually. Habakkuk 3:17. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine. He said, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and will make my feet like his feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. So the chief singer of my string instrument. Say, the fig tree shall not blossom, even the mist of darkness. Praise the Lord. But the Lord, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? Because I know that the siege is over. Hallelujah. I know that the siege is over because Romans 8:28 says what? He said, all things work together for my good. I don't know about you. For those that what? Serve the Lord. All things, praise the Lord, work together. In Jeremiah 29:11, said, the thoughts that I have for you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil. Hallelujah. The siege is over.
Amen.
Because sometimes there are so many things that we have that have happened to us that we think that, oh, all hope is lost. I'm going to tell you that. As a child, I went through a lot. But I thank God that I'm still alive. Hallelujah. At that point in my life, when I was a child, because when you see me, you don't really know what I've gone through in life. My parents were separated. I don't know when they separated, but you know, I grew up staying with my mom and my stepdad. My stepdad was a very good person, very nice. But then there are people around me that will always talk. And you know, they talk to you and say, she's not the child of that man. She's not the child of that. That's how I got to know. As a child, you don't know what is going on around you. That's how I got to know that it's not my dad. But you know, the only thing, I had a lot of challenges because even though he's the children that are older, that are, you know, you will not say, who to go to your father's house? Sometimes I'll have to be crying. But the only thing that I knew then was I will always sing. Sometimes, see, there's some hymns that they sing that I know the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
Because at that time, you know, when we were younger, they used to sing. When I was back in Nigeria, you sing hymns in schools. We have this hymnal book. You sing it. So I knew Abba without always singing it. But I thank God today. Because those people, now that God has delivered me, God has helped me, God has removed siege from my life. The people that in those days were saying, oh, this and that has tormented me. At the point, my heart was broken, I'm telling you. In the point of telling me to go to my father's house, I'm telling you. Somebody did it. And this hand was broken. But one thing that I thank God for, these same people, they are the same people that are rejoicing with me today.
Hallelujah.
Because of where I am today. Praise the Lord. So shall it be concerning us today. Let's rise on our feet and just give God all the glory. I don't know what you're going to, but I know that God can break every walls that is before us in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that God cannot do because his Alpha is Omega. That's why the siege is over. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in Malachi, he said, I am the Lord, I change it, though he has not changed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Christmas. Thank God for this month that we are celebrating. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, St. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that the things that he has been doing, he's still doing it. He will continue to do it. That's why the siege is over in our lives in the name of Jesus. Somebody said the siege is over in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24:34, and then 24:35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That is our God. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 1:24, the Bible said, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be concerning you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Psalm 118:24, he said, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Said now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he, 26. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice we call, even unto the horns of the altar. Let's begin to pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. We give all the glory in the name of Jesus. As many have not received him as a personal Savior, I pray that the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus. As you accept the Lord this morning, the Lord will reveal himself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word because we know that you are God. There is no, you have never changed. You're still the same God. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I want us to pray. This young man that we saw yesterday, he said something. He said, I steal because I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have money. He said, I want to go back to prison because in prison, I can sleep. In prison, I can get food to eat. Who wants to go to prison? Nobody. We want to pray for him this morning. We want to pray that the Lord will visit him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will visit him in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to open our mouth and pray. We use him as a point of contact to reach as many that are going through that too. We want to pray that the Lord will visit them in the name of Jesus and change their story in the name of Jesus. The Lord will visit them and remove that siege in the name of Jesus. And they will come to know him and serve him in truth and in spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we thank you for your word that we've heard. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful.